Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're doing a fun deep dive into a story that sounds really simple, but it's actually got some cool stuff hidden inside.
Yeah, it does. We're looking at Mission Monkeys, Banana Potion Commotion.
Right. It's all about four super excited monkeys, Mila, Milo, Mia, and Meek. They're on a banana potion adventure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our job is to kind of unpack this fun story, you know, look beyond just the banana chaos and see the smart learning stuff built into it.
Okay, so where does this all happen? It's experiment day at the Jungle Science Fair.
Uh-huh. And everyone wants to visit Professor Beaker's banana potion tent.
Professor Beaker, he's that silly penguin, right, with the really big goggles.
That's him. And he promises something amazing. You can make a potion, a banana potion that might make you float.
Or glow. Or even get this hiccup bananas.
Yeah. But here's the important part, the setup. Professor Beaker warns them you have to follow the recipe, like really carefully.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Because one wrong ingredient, just one tiny mistake.
Okay, boom. Uh-oh. Kaboom sounds serious, so the monkey's got to be careful.
Right. But let's see how they actually get the ingredients. It's not just a shopping list.
No, it's way cooler. They have these potion cards, and they have to solve little puzzles on them, like math problems and spelling games.
Exactly. Solve the puzzle, unlock the ingredient. It makes learning part of the action, you know?
Okay, let's go step by step. Potion step one. This one's for Mila. She seems like the science whiz. She's got a banana lab badge already.
Yeah, kind of leading the way. Her puzzle is a math one. Super simple to start. 5 + 3 = what?
And Mila knows it. She says 8.
Right. And watch what happens. This is the cool feedback part. Her beaker instantly glows yellow.
Wow. And fills up with fizzy banana foam.
Yep. Fizzy banana foam. So she solved the math, and boom, instant reward. You see it. It's exciting.
That makes sense. Solve the problem, get the cool, fizzy stuff. It makes doing the math kind of fun, right?
Totally. It's like immediate positive feedback. Makes you feel good about getting it right. Builds that confidence early on.
Okay, so Mila nailed it. But things don't always go perfectly, do they? What about learning when you make a mistake?
Ah, well, that brings us to step two. And to Meek.
Oh, Meek. He's the one who thinks banana potions are basically banana smoothies, right? Kind of missing the science part.
Hey, yeah, he's focused on the taste. So his puzzle is about rhyming. It says, add the ingredient that rhymes with peel.
Okay, rhymes with peel. And the choices are meal, brick, or shoe.
Right. Peel dot meal, brick dot shoe. Meek, probably thinking about that smoothie.
He guesses shoe. Does it rhyme with peel?
Nope, not quite. And remember that kaboom warning?
Uh-oh. Is this where it happens?
Well, wish. Something happens, but it's not a kaboom. It's a giant cloud of glitter.
Glitter? What color?
Pink. All this pink glitter explodes and turns Meek's fur totally pink.
Whoa, that's not a kaboom. That's kind of funny.
Exactly. It's super memorable, right? Mia starts giggling. And then she points out the real answer.
Which was?
Meal. Peel and meal, they rhyme. So Meek made a mistake, but the result was silly, not scary. He learned about rhyming in a really funny way.
So making a mistake turned him pink. That's definitely memorable. Okay, so that was Meek's uh-oh moment. Who's next?
Next up is Mia. And she's the careful one. The story says she always checks the labels. Very different from Meek.
Okay, careful, Mia. What's her puzzle for step three?
Hers is about spelling. To unlock the banana slime, she needs to spell the word slip.
Slip? Okay, can she do it?
She spells it out very carefully. S-L-I-P.
And does she get it right?
She does. And the result is neat, just like her. B-O-A. A perfect slippery swirl of slime goes right into her beaker.
Nice. She says something like, perfect. No spills allowed.
Yep. So you see the difference. Meek learned rhyming through a funny mistake, a big glittery whoosh. Mia showed spelling skills through being careful and precise, getting a nice, neat result.
So the story shows, like, two different ways to learn stuff. Sometimes you learn by trying and maybe goofing up a bit, like Meek.
Uh-huh. And sometimes you learn by being super careful and following the rules exactly, like Mia. Both worked.
Cool. Okay, we've had addition, rhyming, spelling, what's left. We're up to potion step four.
Step four. And this one goes to Milo. He's the monkey who loves excitement, maybe even explosions.
Uh-oh. What's his puzzle? Is it harder?
It's a little step up in math. Remember, Mila did 5 plus 3? Milo has to count in twos up to 10.
Count in twos, like skip counting. Okay, can he do it?
Oh, yeah. He shouts out, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
He got it. So what happens now? Does he get, like, extra fizzy foam?
Even better. Remember how Milo likes explosions? K.A. Bloop.
Whoa, K.A. Bloop. What does that mean?
His potion shoots way up high, like a giant banana volcano. It's the biggest reaction yet.
A banana volcano. Awesome. But is that good? Did he break it?
Nope. That's the twist. Professor Beaker pops up and says the volcano means it's perfect. It means the potion is ready for the final test.
Final test? What is it?
Potion dance test.
There's a potion dance test. Okay, this sounds fun. What do they have to do?
They each take just one tiny drop of their own potion. And then, well, something different happens to each monkey. A special dance move based on their potion.
Ooh, tell me. What happened to Mila, the first one?
Mila, the careful scientist. She floated. Right upside down for 5 whole seconds, like magic.
Wow. Okay, what about Meek, the pink glitter monkey?
Meek it. His result was just as messy and funny as his mistake. He started sneezing. Banana peels.
Sneezing banana peels. That's hilarious. Okay, Mia, the careful speller.
Mia, who got the perfect slime, she started to glow. Like a beautiful sparkly flashlight, very neat and pretty.
A glowing monkey. Cool. And finally, Milo, Mr. Banana Volcano.
Milo, with all that energy from counting by twos, he hiccuped, but it was a super hiccup.
Like the super hiccup.
Yeah. He hiccuped so hard he did a backflip right into a big bowl of fruit.
Ooh, a backflip hiccup. That's amazing. So everyone's potion worked, but in a totally different fun way?
Exactly. Each result kind of matched their personality and how they tackled their puzzle. It showed that everyone succeeded, even if they did it differently.
So what happens at the very end? Did they pass the experiment day?
They sure did. Professor Beaker gives them all shiny Banana Lab badges. He officially calls them Jungle Science Stars.
Awesome. And why did he say they were stars?
He sums it up perfectly. He says they were great because you followed instructions, solved puzzles, and had fun doing science.
Followed instructions, solved puzzles, and had fun. That sounds like the main message, doesn't it?
It really is. If you break it down, think about all the little lessons packed in there.
Yeah, like what?
Well, simple math, right? Adding like 5 plus 3 and counting by twos, that's basic numeracy.
Uh-huh. And the word stuff.
Yep. Rhyming with Mech, even though he messed up, and spelling with Mia, that's literacy skills.
And the biggest thing seemed to be following the steps, like Professor Beaker warned.
Absolutely critical. Following step-by-step instructions. That's a huge skill for everything, not just science experiments.
And it was all wrapped up in fun. Glitter, slime, volcanoes.
Exactly. The whole idea is learning through doing, through playing, through laughing. Huh. Even the mistakes were fun. That productive failure idea. The pink fur wasn't punishment. It was just part of the adventure.
I love that. Okay, so the story ends with them getting badges. But wait, there's one last little bit, right? With Mex.
Yes. Mish, ever the optimist, asks Professor Beaker a very important question.
What is it?
He asks, can my next potion taste like pizza?
Huh. Pizza? Can it? What does the professor say?
Well, Professor Beaker doesn't just say yes or no. He gives Mech another challenge. He winks and says,
what?
Only if you spell it correctly.
Spell pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A. So Mech has a new goal.
Exactly. It sets up the next step. The fun continues, but it's linked to learning another skill, spelling a slightly trickier word. It keeps the learning going.
Wow. So this simple, silly monkey story really had a lot going on. We went from basic math problems all the way to banana backflips and learning goals.
Yeah, it shows how you can build real learning into something that just feels like playtime. Structure was all there, the puzzles, the feedback, the fun consequences.
So maybe the big takeaway for everyone listening is kind of like what Professor Beaker showed Mick at the end.
I think so. That last little wink from the professor is key. It suggests that learning new things, like spelling pizza, is how you get to do the next cool, fun thing you want to do.
Like making a pizza potion.
Right. Learning the basics helps you reach your bigger, maybe even sillier goals. You got to build those skills first.
That's a great way to think about it. So keep an eye out for the learning hidden inside fun stories. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into some serious banana business.
Yeah, it was fun. See you next time.